You probably have a son somewhere, dude.
Probably not.
Nah, I think so.
Yeah.
What if we surprised you with a child, dude?
That would suck ass. Dude, if some bitch came out of the woodwork now and was like, oh, you have a 5-year-old or something, that would suck so much.
That 40-year-old lady you blacked out fucking. Hey, sweetheart.
Nick, I'd like to introduce you to someone.
That would be a fucking nightmare.
She just fucking periodically checks up on your name.
Because it's like, you know, I'll never love that kid.
No, never. No chance.
I'll hate him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, the kids you have on purpose, it's going to be a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone the one that interrupts a gaming session to tell you he exists.
You know, I'll love the kid until he says something dumb.
Yeah, and
then
just
one time, 4 years old, they're like, milk is just white water. It's like, that's I'm fucking never.
No, it isn't, you fucking idiot. You
fucking moron.
It's something completely different, you fucking.
It's I don't know exactly what it is.
It's some it's shit cum. From a cow's titties, you fucking idiot.
Dumbass child.
I mean, it's probably water-based, I guess, so you're sort of onto something,
you
maybe.
You read Perry Bible Fellowship?
No.
No.
This is a comic strip. Is that one where the guy's putting a medal on his son that says, you win, you know? Uh-huh. And then the next one is him, like, loosening his tie, and the child's crying, and the mom's, like, consoling the son. And she's like, Richard, you have to stop doing this. And it just says, you lose on the on the medal. And he's like, better luck next time.
Yeah, dude. It must be fucking... I keep going back and forth between whether it's really easy or really hard to be a parent. It's probably really hard.
Oh, it's so easy, dude.
You think it's easy?
No, absolutely not. It seems
like you just got to work.
You can't fuck up ever, and then when you fuck them up forever.
Well, yeah, but children don't know yet how to not enjoy things. So you can just like put a movie on, and they're like, wow, a movie.
Yeah.
You're like,
but at a certain point, that's going to run out.
So you just keep putting on Bridges of Madison County over and over.
That's the movie.
Yeah. He's going to keep watching that movie. Yeah. Make my 6-year-old watch Garden State.
Garden State.
Yeah.
Daddy, see,
that's Zach Braff.
This seems kind of gay.
He was before all this gender bullshit. That was what a man woman looked like. You know? It was a man whose heart is a pussy.
Honestly, my dick just got hard as shit. Yeah, you said that, dude. Having a backyard, we have barbecues.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Every time we podcast, you're hearing us. We're coming straight off brisket. Uh-huh. We don't even give a fuck.
Yeah. My son with Down syndrome screaming in the background. Honey, play closer to the pool, honey. Shut up. I know what I'm doing here.
Two birds with one stone, baby. Yeah. Adam is gay. Go closer to the pool.
That's his name. Yeah. I just named my retarded son Adam.
Adam. Good Adam.
Good Adam. Smart Adam.
Yeah.
Smart Adam going to the pool.
Hey, Smart Adam.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You
got
to change it just for the kid, not for me. Mm-hmm. It's rude to the kid.
I don't give a shit. You think I'm going to care about my children? They're just extensions of me.
Yeah, if
they only exist to serve my own ego.
Exactly.
To they do well in school. That's me doing well in school. They do bad in school. I guess he's getting the shit ignored out of them.
I'm going to be one of those.
I don't even fucking care enough to hit you, you dumb bitch. Great, you grew tits. I don't care. I don't fucking care.
Great. Dad, look at my tits. Dad, I did it. I have big ass tits.
Whoop. Yeah. Who fucking cares?
Who cares?
Stupid bitch.
Great.
What, you want to go fuck black guys to piss me off? I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Literally, I will pick them out for you and come over here.
Goddamn, imagine what your daughter would
see
be like.
Nothing more than to see you broken and used up at 27 asking me for money. And I say, this ain't it, sis. I just say memes at you.
Memes from when my glory days.
Yeah, yeah. This ain't it. So I don't even know what that means. I just saw it this week.
Stop using your phone. It's something. Sorry. Yeah, literally every time someone uses their phone.
Adam has to check his Club Penguin.
Yeah.
Adam's going to his homepage, babygames.com.
It's a place where a lot of adults hang out.
Isn't that where, like, terrorists go to hang?
They used to go on, like,
for
Club
real.
Penguin, I think.
When you first moved to Baltimore, I remember, you pretended you had a son.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was just like a Facebook joke.
Right.
And then a bunch of people took it seriously. I told people I had a son.
Yeah, I remember.
What was the guy's
name?
Ronaldo Fink.
Ronaldo Fink Mullen.
Yeah.
I feel like that kid sort of became Nicole Mullen's kid.
Yeah, sort of. It's funny to have like a kid that you don't take care of.
And then the best part, when he died, I remember he linked to, what was that fucking song? Yeah. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. We just killed the club.
So we go to the club, nigga.
What's that on that beat? Oh, R.I.P. We just killed the club.
You're like, my son, Patron, my baby boy. You fucking wrote this like 2-paragraph thing about your son dying, and then you linked R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
And people were giving you sincere congrats, like sorrow, like fucking apologetic messages. What the fuck word am I looking for?
Dude.
It was so funny.
But that was before. So that was before I had a big internet presence. So like, people didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Half my Facebook friends were like people who didn't fucking know me.
I remember people at open mics would be like, God, it's terrible what happened to Nick's son. And I was like, what? You know him
How
in person.
How does that work?
You know he doesn't have a fucking son. He's drunk always. He's fucking just drunk driving every night to the apartment where he lives with
a
fucking raped clown. You think he's got a child somewhere?
And then I said he died in a beer fire. Yeah. There was no investigation. Tom Myers, when I went to go to that album recording of his.
Oh, yes.
I saw him, and he was, like, you know, eating his free meal. And he's like, congratulations on your son, by the way. I was like, thanks, Tom. You know what I want to do is have a family, right? You have a son, your oldest son or whatever. And then you dress up like a little girl, you know, mm-hmm. like with like pigtails or whatever, and a bow in your hair and a big lollipop. And then you're like, son, you're the man of the family.
You have to be brave now.
You're going to have to be brave because you're the man of the family now. Because I'm a 6-year-old girl.
Oh, you're not even trans. You're a girl. Well, you are, but also in age.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You're... Now you're the man.
You're the man of the house. I will be taking.
Quit my
I will
job
be calling
at the
you
car
daddy.
Dealership, and you're daddy.
Now I will be expecting candy. Every
so
day.
You better get sponsored for skateboarding soon, because you got to put food on the table, pal. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about taking my glove and a baseball out to the field, like a park where people can see me, and throwing it, and then just walking and picking it up.
Doing that for like 3 hours.
Yeah, be like, hey, how you doing? My son's dead. How's it going? Great day, huh?
Beautiful
oh yeah,
day
my son
here.
Died.
Yeah, my son used to me and my son used to play catch here before mm-hmm. he was abducted and
yeah,
fucked and
he
then
got
they
he got
killed.
Run over by a black woman. So I started an organization to stop black women from driving. It's called Fathers Against Black Drivers.
Yeah, I pretty much can't get funding, or like I keep trying to make it an organization, but no one's approving it.
No one's coming to the meetings.
I keep getting cease and desist letters. Nonprofit.
Yeah. I keep both mad the mother's thing and then the magazine both tell me to stop. Because it's Alfred E. Newman saying we gotta get these black ladies out of these cars. Before they kill all of our kids. Officially sponsored by Mad Magazine.
That'd be a great character to do. You just, and by character, I mean an actual thing people do, and a way to live your life is you adopt a black kid and then you go around with like a bunch of like Pan-Africanist clothes on.
Oh,
all the time.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you do have a black child.
Do I? You
know? No. I mean, in that scenario.
Oh, I just got worried for a second.
Yeah. Ronaldo Fink Mullen.
Yeah.
What was your fake baby's name? Was that it?
That was it. Ronaldo Fink.
That was so awesome.
I still can't believe how many of those.
For everyone that does, I don't know if we've talked about it, but Nick, when he first moved to Baltimore, pretended to have a son on Twitter and Facebook. And then like 3 days, like people were like congratulating him and he did a couple bits about him. And then I think he got tired of it. So you just said he died.
Yeah.
And then you did an RIP post.
In a beer fire.
Yeah. He said he died in a beer fire.
But I was posting all this bullshit about how I can't afford like a crib. So he just sleeps in my like laundry basket.
Yes. And we were like, ooh, geez, I don't know about this. And you posted an RIP status and you used Jadakiss. Was it Jadakiss R.I.P.? Who is that?
Is it Jade? No, that's not Jadakiss. No. That's
R.I.P., we just killed the club.
Yeah, that's Jeezy.
That's right. Yes. Young Jeezy. And you posted R.I.P. my beautiful son, Ronaldo McMullen.
R.I.P.
And you had to link the YouTube video to that song. R.I.P. We just killed the club. R.I.P. R.I.P. We just killed the club. And then, like, people, I remember a couple different people came up to me personally and were like, hey, man, I've been trying to reach Nick to give him my condolences for his son. And I was like, what the fuck?
Bitch, I'm at the club. Can't reach me. R.I.P. We just killed the club. Patron out the cup, almost killed the thug. R.I.P. R.I.P. Just listening to that song because your son died.
Fuck. A little funeral, a little baby funeral.
No, I remember when we went to Tom Myers' album recording.
Yes.
And I saw him, and I was like, Tom, you have any drink tickets? You know? And he's like, nah, they didn't comp any of my stuff. And he was like, congratulations, by the way, on your son. I was like, what? And he was like, congratulations on you having a son. And I was like, oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah.
God damn. Like, you now would be a horrible father, but you then, it's like... Yeah. Would be criminal negligence to have a child. It would be so fucked up.
Yeah, dude. Just living in that clown's house.
Yeah. You a raped army clown. You and your son sharing a 3-bedroom with a raped army clown. His ex-wife? His drunk ex-wife?
Yeah, his ex-wife in the other bedroom. Just listening to podcasts all day.
Wow, foreshadowing, dude. Who would have known?
Yeah, dude. That shit was so funny. I met up with her. It was that night I did... Magoobies and then like blacked out and I had to sleep in your brother's room.
Yes.
And then I was still drunk when I woke up, so I was like, oh, just drop me off at the shopping center and I'll just kill 8.5 hours there.
Yeah,
I'll be fine.
I dropped you off on my way
I'll
to
sit,
work.
I'll sit at McDonald's for 8.5 hours while you're
Did she drop
work.
You off or did I drop you,
you
off?
You dropped me off there because you were going to White Marsh for work.
For work, yes.
And after like...
Back when I was a fucking paralegal.
40 minutes of sitting at McDonald's, like knowing I was just going to throw up if I didn't, you know, get more alcohol in me
right.
or whatever. I called her and then she came and picked me up in a Zip car.
Hell yes.
And then spent her disability money at the liquor store. And then we went back to her place, and she's like, yeah, I'm still trying to get my kid back.
I remember the time you spinning it as like, hey, there's people worse than me. I'm going to keep drinking.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, it's pretty nice knowing some people
I remember feeling that way. I was like, fuck, I'm a fucking drunk, dude. I'm like... Just a complete fuck up. And then I hung out with her and was like, I guess I'm okay.
Dude, there was a pep in your step for a week after hanging out with her. You were like... God damn. What a damn. I love Baltimore, man.